Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and our radio audience. We thank you and appreciate so much you tuning in. We hope that you'll listen for the duration of the program, but we intend to speak only those things found in God's holy and inspired Word. If at any time you have a comment about something that we say on the program, whether it's pro or con, or maybe you have a Bible question or a Bible subject you'd like for us to consider and spend time studying on the program, certainly let's hear from you, and you can reach us through the address given by the announcer or contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastalbertville.org. Let me always remind you of the East Abbotville Church of Christ website. It can be found on the internet at www.eastabbotville.org. There are these sermons, both on radio as well as those presented at the East Abbotville Church of Christ. There are numerous Bible articles, Bible subjects that you can put in a search for any particular subject, and it will take you directly to those articles. You can study your Bible, for we have a Bible correspondence course that you can take at your own leisure in the privacy of your own home. And there is an email bulletin that we mail every 2 weeks, and you can give us your email address and receive this email bulletin that contains Bible subjects and Bible articles every 2 weeks. And there's so much more. So please keep the website in mind and use it for what it's there for, and that is to help in our study of God's Word. A passage of Scripture that's frequently requested to be read aloud, especially at funerals, is the 23rd Psalm. And that's where David takes a situation that he is very familiar with, and that was of shepherding and guarding the flock, and he compares the Lord to a shepherd who cares for his sheep. And while we don't live in a time or in a place where shepherding is as familiar as it was in the days of David, we can still appreciate the picture of the Lord as our Savior who watches over us. You know, a common problem that mankind has faced throughout history is worry, which can be defined as a troublesome state of mind or the word anxiety. So anxiety and the stress that produces it are often thought to be products of our modern society with its pressures, and with such things certainly are prevalent today, as we know. And yet, they have been around, have they not, since the beginning, in one form or another. But in this most quoted psalm, David suggests that the shepherd's antidote to worry. So why do I not need to worry? I need not to worry because the Lord is my shepherd. You know, one cause of worry is the lack of direction in life. The Christian does not have this problem because the Lord is our shepherd. God has always led those who are willing to follow him. In Exodus 15 and verse 13, "You in your mercy have led forth the people whom you have redeemed. You have guided them in your strength to your holy habitation." See, just as God guided Israel, so he sent Christ to be our shepherd and to guide us. Listen to Jesus' words in John chapter 10. We'll begin our reading with verse 11. "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But a hireling, he who is not the shepherd, one who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf carries the sheep and scatters them. The hireling flees because he is a hireling and does not care about the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and I am known by my own. The Lord does not guide us, friends, by dreams or visions or thoughts in our minds or feelings that we have or the experiences that might take place. But he guides us by the scripture, which we read in 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 and 17, have been given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. You see, when we follow the words of Jesus, we need to never worry about a lack of guidance in our lives. But then too, I need not to worry because I shall not want. You know, another cause of worry is a lack of something needed. With the Lord as our shepherd, there is nothing needed that we lack. God did not provide for all of our material needs in creation. Let's go back to Genesis chapter 1 and begin reading with verse 29. God said, "See, I have given you every herb that yields seed which is on the face of all the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed. To you it shall be for food. Also to every beast of the field, to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth, in which there is life, I have given every green herb for food." And it was so. Then God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. So the evening and the morning were the sixth day. God's people know that they will not want physically. Now, exceptions may occur, but generally, if we seek first his kingdom, our needs will be supplied. Just like what Jesus said in Matthew 6, verse 33, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you." And what the context shows is the place to live, a place, the clothes on our back, food to eat. These are the things that God will supply if we seek first his kingdom. God's people will also never want spiritually, because all spiritual blessings we know are in Christ, as Ephesians 1 and verse 3 teaches. These include such things as the church that encourages us. We're told in Hebrews 10, verses 24 and 25, that to provoke one another unto love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is. We have prayer to where that we can cast our cares on God. Peter tells us that in 1 Peter 3 and verse 12, "Cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you." We have the blood of Christ to cleanse us from our sin. John made mention of this in 1 John in chapter 1. Let's notice as we read, beginning with verse 7. "If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And we have the hope of heaven. In Revelation 2 and verse 10, "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life." Christians may not always have everything that the people of this world has, but because God is our shepherd, we never have to worry about not having what we really need. And two, I need not to worry because he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. No, another cause for worry is not getting enough rest. And though our shepherd has work for us to do, still, he makes us to lie down. when the Israelites were told that they were going to be leaving Sinai, God promised in Exodus 33, verse 14, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." He gave them rest occasionally along the way, and finally he brought them in to the rest of Canaan. The burden that makes our light way the roughest on earth is sin, and Christ offers us rest from it. Let's notice in Matthew 11 what we read in verse 28. Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." There will still be hardships, but as Israel looked forward to Canaan, we as Christians can look forward to the rest after this life is over, like what we have described for us over in Revelations, the 14th chapter, verse 13, when John said, "Then I heard a voice from heaven say to me, write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works follow them." We never need to worry about having too heavy of a burden or too hard of a work, because God has promised that he will provide rest from sin here and from our labors in heaven. And two, "I need not to worry because he leadeth me beside the still waters." One more cause for worry is people want peace in their hearts, but cannot seem to find it. Our shepherd does not bring us to turbulent, rushing streams, but to quiet waters. Jesus came to bring peace to a sinful mankind, and this involves having our sins forgiven through his blood, so that we can be reconciled to God, as Ephesians 2, verses 14 through 18 teaches. Then all who are in Christ, regardless of their differences, can be at peace with each other as well. When we have peace with God, and we're striving to be at peace with others, then the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians 4, verse 7. Christians still have to face tribulations in this life, but they do not have to worry about constant turmoil in their hearts, because in Christ they can have the peace that's symbolized in this Psalms by the still waters. We see our time is up. Thank you so much for listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow, and it's till then that we bid you a pleasant good day. And now we return you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 AM and Sunday at 8:30 AM. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbotville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.